crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they woke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore.
All right. Good afternoon, America. Tim Wingate here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with our program Seize Liberty, formerly known as Ed Brown Under Siege, who is now, and he and Elaine, unfortunately, are the guests of the Gray Bar, the Federal Gray Bar Hotels, different places around this country. We are the very first part of this program, of course. We always want to remember and acknowledge Ed and Elaine and encourage you to contact them and give them emotional support and emotional sustenance. Write them. Let's share part of your family life with them. Let them know that they are not forgotten. And you can also contribute to their commissary funds. And all that information is available to you on how to do that on republicbroadcasting.net, as well as on freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com and Quest for Fair Trial in ConcordNH.blogspot.com, as well as showthelaw.com. And showthelaw.com, folks, has got some really good stuff on it right now about the Freedom Four on their trial coming up, the people who stood with Ed and Elaine out there and are now being persecuted by the federales for being helpful, if you will, trumped up charges, all kinds of stuff. And we on a future show, we will be dealing with that. But their trial is coming up starting Monday, the 28th. Monday, the 28th is when the trial starts. So I urge you to please go to showthelaw.com, and you'll get the information there, as well as how to get a hold of Ed and Elaine. Hey, Fred, do we got you on the line? Are you with us? Not yet. Okay. I was talking to Fred earlier, folks, and we're going to kind of continue a little bit this first hour today on dealing with this whole thing about voting and the vote fraud and vote integrity. And we plan to have a couple more people calling in. We're going to discuss some of this, as well as some of the other newsworthy events that you need to be aware of. Now, as you know, we're kind of changing the format, if you will, and the emphasis is this. This is why we call it Seize Liberty, because seizing something infers to reach out and grab it, not to just passively sit there and absorb it, but it's an active part on your part to reach out and grab something, because freedom is not something that you just passively get. You know, you have to do things to maintain it and hold on to it. So we will be back in 3 minutes. We got a break coming up, and I'll tell you a little bit about some of the bumper music too at some point here that we've got playing here. So we'll be back in 3 minutes here on RBN.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Fred on the line with us yet.
I had this crazy dream.
Hey, Kurt.
About some folks who love this country. Who
I'm here.
All began to dream the same dream. When the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same.
There we go. All right. First day, folks, with new bumper music and Kurt, our wonderful board operator, who's very experienced, not quite used to working with Fred and I. We're trying to get the bugs out of the system. Now, just a little behind-the-scenes kind of stuff. We do this on phone lines, also over Skype, and we're trying to chat with each other as well online, so we can be communicating with each other. And it just, you know, you get if any of you are familiar with chat with Skype, you can open up multiple windows. It's just another IMing program, you know, instant messaging that we have. And there, you know, there's a whole bunch of different ones out there. You got some main ones, and Skype is coming up the way. Well, what really gets fun is when everybody opens up their own chat window, and then they invite other people in on the chat window, and you've got multiple chat windows opening, and you never know which one everyone's talking on. It just gets to be crazy, doesn't it, Fred?
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, well, we with the lead-in, I was mentioning that we have we have some people coming on here that you have invited as well that were on the program yesterday with us talking about this vote fraud or vote integrity issue. It's basically we're trying to maintain vote integrity, but we're finding that the system and those who are in control are actually committing some form of vote fraud.
Yeah, Laura Chamberlain will be calling in, Tim, and another gentleman, Brent Turner from San Francisco, hopefully will be calling in sometime in the next 2 hours, and want to encourage the follow-up to this discussion, and there's a possible chance that Albert, the gentleman who filed for the Republican recount, Albert Howard in New Hampshire, he hails from Ann Arbor, Michigan, could be calling in as well.
Uh-huh.
So,
we got
Brent,
some good stuff.
Is on the line with us right now. I believe, I'm not sure. Brent, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Brent, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you today?
We're doing well. Good.
Great. I'm here driving down the coast in California. I'm on a cell phone. The reception might not be perfect, but I'll call back if I lose you. We're driving down to conduct a straw poll in San Luis Obispo, all on a very simple open source code election system that we threw together quick for this event. And it just goes to show that, you know, you don't have to have this bad secret software stuff in our elections.
Yes, yes. And that is part of the problem, is this secret software that goes on, because there is absolutely no way, ladies and gentlemen, to guarantee whatsoever that the system is not using some form of random generator or some way of, you know, the old, basically, let's put it this way. Remember the old cartoons, the old way we used to play is one for you, one for me, one for you, two for me, one for you, three for me, zero for you, one for me. You know, you can play it any way you want to. Right, Brent? Brent?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you, am I right? Okay, we're having problems keeping Brent on the line because of the cell phone. But Fred, you know, this is the issue that we're dealing with, is we have no way of knowing whether or not votes are accurately being counted, because it's private. That source code of these private companies is proprietary, and they won't let anyone look at it.
Yep.
To make sure it's counting votes correctly.
Tim, I think we've got Laura Chamberlain, Dr. Laura Chamberlain, on the line from Chicago. Just a point of, I finally met Dr. Laura last night at a rally against torture downtown. She represents the Illinois Ballot Integrity Project, among other many groups, and there was a pretty good crowd down there. And Laura, thanks for coming on the show again today.
Hi, Fred. How are you doing? This is Dr.
How
Laura.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on again.
Hello to your listeners.
It was kind of cold down there last night, Laura.
Yes, it was, but you got to take a stand against torture. It's serious business if they can torture in secret. It's the whole secret thing, eh? They're counting our votes in secret.
Thing.
They're torturing in secret. They keep the, you know, all of the state secrets. That's secrecy. And that's
secret voting.
Yeah, secret voting, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, I want everyone to know, just in the interest of fairness, Dr. Laura is an avid supporter of Dennis Kucinich, and the reason why we have her on is not only because she supports Dennis Kucinich, but what Dennis did this week to call for a recount on the Democratic side, and now that we have this other gentleman from the Republican Party asking for a recount, we are going to have a full, hopefully fair and accurate recount in New Hampshire. And I was down there.
That's the key. It's
I was down there with my two Ron Paul signs and another Ron Paul supporter passing out Ron Paul literature. And Laura, I'm sorry, but I couldn't resist when the cameras were rolling from the news media on that gentleman, the black gentleman who was speaking. These Ron Paul supporters have this tendency to emerge in the background of all camera shots. So I'm about 6'4", and the crowd was very respectful around the front edge of this gentleman who was speaking, and the camera was on him, and I was the only one standing behind, and there were all these people with the anti-torture signs, and quietly, slowly, in the whole dark of the night, they appeared and kind of came in front of me and to the left and to the right, and I raised my hand higher and they raised their hand higher, and I finally kind of just said, okay, I better back out here, and a guy kind of looked at me, you know, I don't want you to crash ours. And I said,
hey, Fred, what you need is a multicolored wig and put Ron Paul 316.
Well, anyway, we had a good time, and so if anything, I think they got their signs in the right location for the anti-torture people, so I at least led them to kind of be in the right location. So
okay.
Anyway, Doctor.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to I come from a group of election integrity leaders around the country who really actually are moving away from the open source type stuff, and I'll tell you why. It has become very apparent to us that this drive, this push to count our votes on election machines, be they optical scans or touchscreen machines, mm-hmm. but to have the vote be in a mechanical vote count, has been an election industry drive. They wrote HAVA, the Help America Vote Act, that was passed in 2002, before the year 2000. I want people to actually Google that and find that out, okay, because that's there. They wrote the bill before 2000, and Dan Rather did an excellent report on HDNet about how Sequoia, there's about basically three machine companies, election machine companies in America, ES&S, Sequoia, and then Diebold, which is now Premier Election Systems. They changed their name because they were getting such a bad rep.
Which two are owned by the brothers?
Diebold,
yes.
And
which one?
Inner Civic as well.
Right, and Hardin and Civic as well is one there. Okay. The two brothers are ES&S and Diebold or Premier Election Systems.
Okay.
And they they may be cousins, and their brothers started it. You know, there's been a shift in the leadership because they kind of, you know, they kind of get aware that we're on to them, right? So these corporations got together and pushed through HAVA, but it was even more than that. Dan Rather's report showed how Sequoia might have undermined the election in Florida in 2000 in order to set the stage in to be able to push the HAVA through, a multi-billion dollar piece of legislation to promote the use of these election machines. Now, 80% of the democracies around the world vote on paper and count by hand. And why is that important? And that's important because if you have a decentralized count, meaning the ballots did not go to some centralized location, they're decentralized. You have a count by citizens in a decentralized fashion the night of the election immediately. That is the most secure count because ballots don't get misplaced or, you know, filed in the trash bin, okay, or substituted. There's numerous ways to rig an election. And we know from experience that when the citizens count their own votes in a decentralized fashion and are able to publish those results in a decentralized fashion, that that is the most secure vote. And the fact that the voters can vote on paper and see who they voted for and make sure they haven't made any errors and then put that ballot in a secure ballot box that is then opened by their neighbors. This is the most secure way to count the votes. So you're saying,
Laura, is that you would prefer, and your group would prefer to see us go back to
absolutely
paper ballots, hand counting, and completely eschew all this electronic form of voting.
Absolutely.
And Tim and Fred, can I? This is Brent again. Can I just sort of respond to that just briefly?
Please go
sure.
ahead, Brent.
Because I want to make sure that, you know, we're all feeling that we're in the same movement here, and the idea is sound. And what she says, Dr. Laura, I agree with everything. The unfortunate circumstance is we currently use computers, and we haven't seen a big indication that we're going to automatically stop using them anytime in the near future. So for the sake of clarity, I just want to say we focus on the machines because the machines exist, and we want to make sure there's no secret software. But we believe in complete paper ballots, and I'm just speaking for the open source community because you mentioned that we were moving away from open source, and we certainly have moved.
Brent, we've got a break coming up. Folks, we will be back in 3 minutes here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stick with us. We're talking about open source and
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tim Wingate, Fred Smart here on Seize Liberty on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we have Dr. Laura Chamberlain, and we have Brent. And Brent, I didn't catch your last name. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's Brent Turner.
Brent Turner, great, great. And he's with a group dealing with open source. Listen, let me throw this at the two of you, and as we went to break, Brent was responding to Dr. Laura.
Yes, Dr. Laura.
She's a nice Dr.
One.
Laura. here's how I feel about it. It's like this. The reality is that we do use computers, and at the present moment, I think isn't there legislation that's mandating the use of computers?
Well, this is the situation. HAVA did supply a lot of money to get the computers, and a lot of counties complied. But it did not actually outlaw paper ballots as a means of voting. What it did, and this is very important about the disabled, it did mandate that the disabled get a vehicle to vote independently. But we in the voting rights community that are for getting rid of the machines, getting rid of the machines, getting rid of those corporations that are involved in our voting, that's the other thing, is those corporations that are involved in our voting.
The dark side of privatization.
Bingo, bingo. So we want to get rid of those. There are some machines that are very low-tech that allow the disabled to prepare a paper ballot. They're ballot preparation machines, and they have all sorts of ways that the disabled can prepare their paper ballots. But then the ballot does not get counted by the machine. The ballot gets hand-carried to the box, and the box gets opened by the citizens, and the citizens in an open, transparent fashion for all the neighbors to watch get to count the votes. Now, people say to me all the time, wait a minute, that means we're not going to get our election results, you know, for a week. Do you know that all of the rest of the democracies have a result by the next morning? Every single one that votes by hand. And if you doubt me, I want everybody to Google Swedish elections and go see how Sweden votes. They have this beautiful ballot.
Dr. Laura, you made the point.
Yes.
Quite frankly, you've made the point that voting, hand counting, paper ballots are completely plausible, they're reliable, they're usable, all that. But, Brent...
Let me answer the next question.
Wait. Here's where I'm going with this. From an idealistic point of view, and I don't mean that negatively, I mean in an ideal situation, I agree, I would like to see complete and total hand counting of paper ballots. I think that's the right way. The reality, though, is that we've got conflicting jurisdictions, we have all these other things, and at the very least, if we are going to have any form of electronic vote counting, it has to be open source code. Otherwise, there is absolutely no way we can guarantee that those votes are being counted accurately.
Well, let me answer that
question.
Fred,
can I just say that happens to be the Dennis Kucinich position?
The open source? Oh, yeah. If we have to have electronic machines,
So we're all aligned. I just want to make sure.
But I want to tell you that Dennis is not for that being our permanent solution in this country. You better go back and look at what he wants.
No, I don't think we're talking about permanent solutions here.
Right.
We're talking about that we've got a situation right now, right here. It's been going on, as we mentioned earlier this week, that it's been going on since at least 2000.
Yes.
You know, and here we are 8 years later going into another election, and we're still arguing and talking about this whole situation. What can we do? Because this show is about what we can do seize our liberty. Brent.
I got some recommendations. First of all, I want to go back, though, for just a second. There are states that are disallowing the election machines. I want you to know. California just decertified four of the touchscreen machines. And Secretary of State Bruner from California was in New Hampshire to watch the hand count that happens in New Hampshire. In 40% of the districts in New Hampshire, they hand count the paper ballot. It's about 20%. Of the ballot. It's of the rural
area.
Okay,
so you're telling me what's going on. How did that come about? What made that happen?
How did that, the hand count? The New Hampshire has always hand counted.
I'm saying, Dr. Laura, listen, what I'm saying is we understand the situation. This is one of the problems we'll call it Patriot Talk Radio, is that we're always talking about the problem. We want to focus on solutions. What can be done to change these situations, to make those people who are in control change the way they're doing it? And I want you to hang on, because we've got we'll be going to a break, and we've got a long segment coming up. I want to get Brent, because he's on a cell phone on the highway there, and we don't want to give him a chance to respond.
Definitely.
Go ahead, Brent.
I'm holding. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. No, I'm holding. If you're going to break, I'll stay right with you.
No, you hang in there, but go ahead. You talk and lead us into the break here, and then we'll come back after 3 minutes. We got a couple minutes yet. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, you know, what we're doing, I mentioned, is on our way to conduct a straw poll with an open source system, just to show how simply it can be accomplished. And getting legislation like the Holt bill, we had had language in there regarding open source. High corporate interests took it out. We're running into obstructionism within the activist community.
Okay. All right, folks, we are heading to the break here. We will be back in 3 minutes. Brent, hang on, because I want to come back to you and let us know what's going on, and we will go from there, and we will continue to hash this out, because we all have to be in agreement to make a change in this country, folks, on this issue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
On Republic Broadcasting Network. We're here. We've got Brent. And Brent, before we were going to the break, you were telling us that you are heading down and you're creating a open source code straw poll to show how easy it is to do accurate vote counting with the open source code. Could you explain a little bit more what it is that you're doing?
Well, we have the great benefit, and this has been really good radio. And again, I want to say to Dr. Laura, in my opinion, we are all aligned as a movement. But I want to turn this over now. We have the foremost authority regarding open source election systems, Alan Deckard, here with me from the Open Voting Consortium. And I'll put him on with you, and after that, perhaps I'll come back on. But thanks for the great radio show. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Brent. And it's Alan, is that correct?
Alan Deckard, the founder of Open Voting Consortium. Here he is.
Welcome to the show, Alan.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Me.
You're quite welcome. Please jump in on this.
Yes, we were. We've created open source voting software, and we've demonstrated it a number of times over the recent years. We were asked by the San Luis Obispo County Democratic Party if we could provide software for their straw poll that's going to be today, and so we've done that, and so they're going to be voting on machines, just computers that are running totally free operating system and all free software. It's called an electronic ballot printer. In other words, they're going to make their selections on the screen, they print out their ballot, and they vote by putting that ballot in the ballot box. There's nothing.
That's kind of a combination between open source computer voting and a paper ballot.
Right. There's nothing stored on the voting machine. The software merely prints the ballot. Now, what it does, and the reason that this is it addresses the concerns of that are expressed in the Help America Vote Act and requires accessibility, because a voter that needs enhanced access because of reading impairment or some other reason, they can use the computer to gain whatever accessible access that they need and still print out the exact same ballot that anybody else would print out. And the selections are written in plain English on the ballot, but also they're encoded in a barcode that's on the edge of the paper. And so we can use that for tabulating the vote. Now, some people have said, well, you know, we don't know if the barcode is accurate. Who knows what's on there? But the thing is, these ballots, and we're going to show this today, the ballots are going to be, after the ballot box is open, the ballots are going to be tabulated in public. There's going to be somebody to scan the barcode, and all of the votes will be registered for the whole room to see on a screen that's going to be on the computer.
They're going to see whether or not the barcode then accurately reflects what was indicated on the paper ballot.
So you'll have to have a hand count to determine what's really actually on the ballot.
Yeah, it sounds like almost the best of both worlds here.
We're going to videotape this so you can actually see how it works. But the person is going to read the ballot. They're going to say, a vote for Kucinich. And then they scan the barcode, and then everybody in the room sees the count increment from the projected screen. And when after you go through all the ballots, all of the votes are registered, all of the votes have been counted. The whole room witnessed every vote increment that was read from the ballot and registered by the barcode.
That sounds interesting. Now, the only question I have then with that is, does the winner's supporters get to yell bingo at the end?
Well, I it'll be very interesting to see the reaction of the people in the room. But this is a kind of a first, I think, in that everybody in the room will witness the votes being counted as, you know, one by one, as the ballots are read. So I think it'll be very interesting to see. Hopefully it'll be close toward the end, and then we'll get an exciting ending. But
do you have any plans of taking that videotape and then putting it up on YouTube?
Absolutely, we will. And, you know, a lot of our stuff is on YouTube. We did a demo a couple years ago, and the news coverage, that's on YouTube. You can see the coverage we got there. And so there may be some television coverage today as well, but we're going to tape it and get some interviews. And absolutely, we'll put it up on YouTube.
Can I jump in here with
a couple
more issues that people really need to understand about this whole voting situation? And that is, aside from any fraud that could possibly occur with the source code and with electronic machines that could alter the results of the memory cards, and then the 50 to 200 ways that you can hack an election with these machines, the machines have a tremendous error rate. The machines have anywhere from a 10 to 20% error rate, malfunction rate.
You're talking about the Diebold and the
All of them. None of them act perfectly. They have this tremendous error rate, and they also have a very expensive maintenance contract. Every single one of them. You call your election official right now, and you talk to them about the maintenance contract that they're paying on with these corporate entities that have involved themselves in our election. It is outstanding. We in the hand-counted paper ballot movement have documentation that it is going to be cheaper to hand-count our paper ballots.
We'll throw that. We'll throw that in the on the you know in the why we need to get rid of the existing machines the way they are.
Alan, you got any response to that? The software that we have is free. The operating system, we are using an open source operating system. It's called Ubuntu Linux. It's a free software.
I was going to ask you if it was Linux-based.
All of the software we are using today is absolutely, totally, 100% free. It's all
Okay, now let me just play devil's advocate here for a little bit on this situation, kind of jumping off of what Dr. Laura had to say here.
I want to add one other thing first. She mentioned memory card and the system we are demonstrating. There is nothing being stored on the machine.
Right.
So what is being printed is on paper. There is no memory card.
Oh no! I don't think she was attacking yours. I think what we're doing is we're trying to contrast
the existing machines.
Right. Your machine is basically a ballot marking device.
It's called an electronic ballot printer.
Ballot printer, and it doesn't count
the jargon.
Hang on a second.
So then, in effect, about the only thing that could go wrong with your machine then would be that maybe the printer screws up or the paper jams.
Bingo.
Then you go to another machine. You see, all you're doing is printing the ballot. If the printer malfunctions, you go to another machine and print out your ballot on that one. Can I just jump in here?
Okay, I want to bring up Ohio in 2004. One of the major disenfranchisement schemes in Ohio, where they kept hundreds of thousands of people voting, was that they just didn't deliver enough machines. Those people that were standing in line around the corner in the rain were not doing that because they liked the party. They were doing it because there were not enough machines to vote on.
Again, to contrast that problem with our system, the systems that we're voting on today, are the machines are 3 to 5 year old PCs that are available everywhere. I mean, these are available. I mean, we have 4 machines set up. We could have had 40 if we wanted them. And people just brought in machines for us to use, and there was no limit on the number of machines we could get.
So in other words, you're only limited by the number of printers you have with each one of the PCs. So
everybody has a printer, everybody has a PC. You bring it in, and you marry that with totally free software. We address the issue.
Time out. Wait a minute. Hold on. Your election officials are going to let you bring in your PC from home? I'm just saying that
this is off-the-shelf hardware. It's commonly available. It's very cheap.
I know, but I want you to know that in Ohio, it was
we're not talking about that. You see, I understand your passion for this, but we're talking about the potentiality of being able to use off-the-shelf hardware with an open source to be a ballot printing unit. And we're not talking about what happened in Ohio. That whole thing with Diebold, ESS, and all their stuff.
What I'm saying Why introduce a more difficult situation? I don't have a problem. Nobody has a problem with a ballot marking device for the disabled. What we have a problem with is a more complicated solution to a very simple problem. Most people are not disabled. they can go up and fill out a simple paper ballot with a pencil, and that is the least technical solution. That is not going to be...
But then you have two systems. The simplicity of our system is that you have one system, and if you are administering one system for everybody, and that makes it more simple. You have
Wait a minute, you two. Here, she has a valid point. Why do we need to go to any form of electronic system when the tried and true old-fashioned method of paper ballots is easily available to us?
The example that she uses of voting in foreign countries is irrelevant because they vote on one item. When people, for example, say, oh, they have a wonderful system in Canada, they have one thing on the ballot. They're voting on one thing, member of parliament. That's all you're voting on.
You should see the Swedish ballots.
Typically, we have, in L.A. County, for example, we have ballots with 45 contests. We have very complicated ballots in this country.
So you're still talking about the counting, not the production of the ballots. The people could fill out 45 little ovals. That's not the problem, except, of course, the disabled. The disabled needs something to produce a ballot. What you're talking about is the counting. And I want to definitely encourage you. Now, let me talk to you about the counting. The counting, I understand that people are saying, oh, my God, our ballots are so complex. How can we do this? And if we have instant runoff voting, which is more democratic. Well, we've actually even looked at that issue. You still have to count a certain percentage of those. And we're somewhere around 20 to 25% of the ballots have to be counted by hand in a very systematic, very fast fashion to even get an adequate audit. What I'm telling all voters of America is our initial count has to be the most accurate. We cannot count on recounts or audits or anything that allows these ballots to get decentralized. That's when we see the shenanigans in almost every state of the union. Now, you must understand the magnitude of the fraud that has occurred in this country in the last, 7 years to understand where the fix is.
Yeah, we definitely do. Listen, we got a caller on the line, folks. John in Tennessee, would you like to jump in?
Yes, I would.
Go ahead, John. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I have something that mainly best of both worlds here. Also, too, what you have is with these computer machines, if you have to use them, is every hour an audit printout comes out. They're placed in a serial numbered envelope with a tear-off seal that matches the envelope. Those are placed in a drop box. The seal is placed around the lock hasp. Total amount of seals equals total amount of envelopes equals total amount of votes, which means if you have a machine that breaks down, those votes are not discarded because there is a printout of those votes.
Right.
Now, here's where you both lack something, folks. We need teeth. You have to have strict laws enforced where if you tamper with any ballots, you are looking from 25 to life.
Absolutely.
Right. I'm not talking 5 years here, pleaded down by a judge. No. 25 to life.
Yes, I totally agree.
To be very
and by the way,
this is
Brent Turner back online. Alan went off, but I wanted to say it was me because if I chime in on something, I want to make sure I'm only speaking for
well,
myself.
Well, thank Alan for us, please.
I will do that. Thank you.
Okay, so I would agree with you, John. Is that if there's no penalties attached? See, I look at this whole thing on the bigger picture, and that is how do we get 50 different states and God knows how many different counties in this whole situation to change this legislation and make this kind of thing happen?
That's what
well,
you got
to
do.
Either you have to do it through the legislation, like you said. We also take an approach, and when I say we, I mean myself and Jim March from Black Box Voting. We take the approach where we go to the district attorneys in different counties and make sure that they are aware of the consumer fraud issues surrounding certain machines. And, that at least gains traction enough that they take an interest and it's on record. And, we do that as we're
going in front of the Board of Supervisors as well, who, you know, commonly are the ones that purchase the machines. And we've tried to, you know, make sure all the information has been tendered to the feds, to the Congress, to the law enforcement. And I would encourage people across the country to do the same.
And here's where you need to, have the teeth behind the law. What if you have a duplicitous DA?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Oh, absolutely, and it's hit and miss. I think anytime you know, you're dealing with government or law enforcement, you're looking for good people. But I think if you spread it around enough, you may run into somebody that cares and is willing, and that's the idea.
And that's where you have to have the law behind this to back it up, to make them afraid.
Well,
if they're caught tampering, they're going away for a very long time.
Well, on the tampering, certainly, but on the consumer fraud issues, as far as the corporate players, you know, you will see if you look into black box voting and Jim Arch's work, that there's been some consumer fraud issues brought forward very well, and the certification process has been manipulated, and that's really the starting point for all this, is the way the vendors with the secret software skirt the certification process.
Here's what you do with the vendors. If they're caught, the ones tampering with the software and messing around with the software, not only are they going to jail too, their company is losing their business license forever.
Well, I would say,
John, can you hang on, John? Hey, folks, we have a break. We're going to a break. So, John, would you hang on, please? We'd like to get your number. Can you do that?
Sure.
Thanks. All right, folks, here, Republic Broadcasting Network on the Seize Liberty program with Fred and Tim. We will be back in 3 minutes, so don't go anywhere. Stick with us. We still got lots more to come.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, No health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, everybody, we're back. Tim Wingate here, Fred Smart. Are you with me, Fred, still?
Yep, I'm okay. Still here. I'm okay. Enjoying the listening.
Okay, now, we've just got a few minutes here, and I want to give Brent an opportunity to give his contact information out, and then Dr. Laura wants to tell us about how individual voters can get involved in this situation, and then we'll be going into the next hour and talking about some other things here. So, Brent, please, your contact information.
Great, and I just want to say I think this is great that you're having this forum, and it's really, we should tip the hat to you because this is great radio, and I want to get a copy of the show. But you can find the website for the Open Voting Consortium at www.openvoting.org. And, we appreciate input. As everything's done in an open, transparent fashion, we promise we don't remove people from email lists. We do everything with transparency, and I just wanted to close by adding a little note. You know, we're seeing, and certainly not Dr. Laura, who's beyond reproach, but within the activist community, we see a lot of fundraising, and we think there's some manipulation occurring there. We want to make sure that we get our agendas to coincide so that we can move with the most power and right this situation. And I appreciate you having me on here.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brent. Dr. Laura, how can voters, how can we, the regular people?
Absolutely. There are a couple sites that people need to need to go to. Voters Unite, plural. VotersUnite.org is a great site. It puts out a daily voting news, so you get voting news from around the country. And it also has a list, if you go to Take Action, and then it has a list of local groups. Join one of your local election integrity groups. That is where the power is. That's where I totally agree that the way to affect this is probably not at the federal level, but is at the state and the county level. And that's where you're going to find other people to work with and start to talk about the issues in your state. And there's another site, and that is verifiedvoting.org. And on that site, you can click on the state, and you can see all of the election laws for that state so that you can educate yourself on where you are at right now in your state. Because I'm telling you, across America, there are 13,000 separate but unequal election districts. So there
are those. Give us those sites again.
Absolutely. Voters, plural, Unite. So votersunite.org. is where you can get the daily voting news, and you can get the a list of local groups. And then verifiedvoting.org has a list of all of the election laws per state that you'll have to read over and get really familiar with. And then, of course, the major sites, blackboxvoting.org and Election Defense Alliance and bradblog.com. These are the major election integrity sites where people go to for information. And I definitely recommend that you get involved in your local groups and stay informed. That's really important. There's some federal legislation coming up. Rush Holt, Representative Rush Holt from New Jersey, has been trying to lead, although he's been kind of beaten back by the machine industry. And okay.
Looks like we're at the end of the show.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Laura.
Thanks for having me.
Fred, stick with us.
Everybody, stick with me. Okay.
Fred, stick with us. Dr. Laura, we're going to say goodbye to you. Thank you for coming on again.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
And folks, stick with us. We'll be back after these breaks coming up here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm
We are going into our second hour here on Seize Liberty with Fred Smart and Tim Wingate.
I'm terrified for freedom.
Since 1990.